Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, what happens if North Korea collapses? Tensions between North and South Korea are once again high. After the North's decision to carry out a nuclear test in January and launch a test rocket in February, South Korea has warned the North that it faces regime collapse if it continues with its nuclear weapons program.
지금부터 정부는 북한 정권이 핵 개발로는 생존할 수 없으며.
It sounds like a threat, and South Korea's President Park Geun-hye probably meant it to. But it's also a fear. The South's biggest fear, after nuclear Armageddon, is the sudden collapse of the Kim regime. For all the talk of reunification, and the South even has a ministry dedicated to preparing for such a time, Seoul knows that could be a disaster. In the 1990s, they watched Germany struggle to reconcile West and East following reunification, but that was a walk in the park compared to what the Koreans will face.
The scene now here at the Brandenburg Gate and the Reichstag in Berlin is unbelievable pandemonium.
The West German economy was one of the world's strongest, with inflation low, unemployment falling, and the Deutschmark a pivot of the European monetary system. It's now inherited the East's economic problems, which were caused by the removal.
South Korea has got used to its relatively recent prosperity. The idea of 24 million impoverished northerners being thrown into the mix does not fill them with joy. China, too, is scared of a northern collapse. While they have less influence on Pyongyang as they would like, they know they would have even less if the two Koreas were to become one. China would have a new neighbour on the other side of the Yalu River, a pro-Western neighbour with around 28,000 American troops stationed there.
We're going to have to continue to deal with rogue states like Iran and North Korea. They represent a serious threat to the United States of America, and we've got to be prepared to deal with that.
Another complication. If the Koreas do one day reunite, the South would not just absorb the North's population, it would also take ownership of the North's nuclear weapons program. Forget China, how would Japan feel about its rival having nuclear weapons?
A recent BBC poll found that a majority of South Koreans hold negative views of the Japanese.
Which isn't to say there isn't a plan if the Democratic People's Republic of Korea falls apart. There is, of sorts. Were the North to collapse today, it would probably become a UN protectorate tomorrow. Aid would flood in, billions of it, in a desperate attempt to revive the country's economy. The hope would be that this would give everyone enough time to adjust to the new reality. But what if refugees start crossing the borders into China and South Korea? What if the collapse is messy and not all the leaders have gone? What if another humanitarian crisis elsewhere takes away the world's attention? No one wants Kim Jong-un's reign to continue. The world would understandably feel a little safer without an unpredictable nuclear weapons-toting dictator. But the fear of what comes next makes many people just as nervous. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.